So yeah, Sarah Morgan. It's really sweet. Really, really single.
Yeah.
Is this going on the actual podcast?
This will be on the actual podcast.
It might be. There's a chance.
Oh, shoot.
And because you said that, yes, it will be.
Yes, please, please.
Apparently, Sarah Morgan is very single.
Yes.
In breaking news, I am not.
Oh, I knew it.
I am so late to hearing this.
I told you.
Jordan kept telling me that this thing, this date that you set up at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. See, I didn't tell.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, Jasper, you're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah. Dude, this mic is hot.
There we go.
Tamales.
Moves it 5 inches. Boom. Mm.
So, when have y'all been official?
So, I'm not going to say her name because everybody's going to be like, ooh, who is it? And you don't know how annoying that is. Literally, she would agree to.
I mean, I know who it is.
But no, of course. Yeah. No, so we started dating back in January. I think it was like the 31st when we actually went out on a date. I won't get into too much detail because it's my business and screw you guys. But no, yeah.
Don't screw us.
You got me there. That's a cold open. So, no, but we've been official since, I think, I have a date in my calendar.
Was it after Valentine's Day?
It was after Valentine's Day. Yeah. That was just like, I don't want to say the nail in the coffin, but like, that was like a,
the cherry
I don't
want to
say bag secured. But the, yeah,
yeah, sure,
you know,
the
it was like a
top.
Nice.
What do you mean,
nice
nail
thing.
In the coffin?
I don't know. It was like, I feel like, you know, it's
signed,
like,
sealed,
oh,
delivered.
She accepts that. Yeah, that's something that she liked. It went over really well. Yeah, I
like
think
you've
this
done
could
like
be a
Chick-fil-A
thing.
Can win a lot of women over.
Yeah,
same.
And that is her favorite place.
There
and
we go.
So, there we go. Knowing that, that's
okay.
Perfect.
It's you're like, it's a lot of people's favorite place. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's not that unusual.
How are the spicy nuggets coming along? Is that coming down the pipe?
To yet to be determined. Try our new key lime frosted lemonade pie thingy. It's really good.
And there it is.
Welcome back to Missing the Joke. I like what you did there. And I'm going to use that instead of the actual opener. Just for this episode.
We need, now that it's 2019, ooh, almost said 2018.
Oh,
now that it's 2019, we need to have, like a new opener. Like a remixed version
Let's
of
make it.
It
right now.
I'll make it a dubstep.
yeah,
so
like
we are joined by first recurring guest, Jordan.
What's up?
And I'm glad Jordan joined us again because, I don't know, let's have an audience MP3 of in the background when I say that the last part of the podcast episode with him didn't work out well.
Aww. It was the first part.
It was, I don't even remember now.
The first part.
The first. We lost the first half of that entire episode. It was like 2 hours long. We lost
and
the first hour.
It's not even something to where we could be like, oh man, that's so nice. We have it here. And no,
it's,
it just crashed.
Nobody
out.
Wants to listen
like,
to
good.
It.
It was like, like that was like, you couldn't listen to it. Man, it really sucked because we talked. Do we have any of the topics that we talked about that?
Yeah,
day?
We
like
talked.
I don't want to rehash them, but like you know what I mean.
Because no one heard them.
I think in that next episode we mentioned that we talked about how we mentioned John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
I had just bought my new computer. We talked about Apple for quite a long time. I'm sure there was some other stuff. It might be in our notes still. Unless
yeah, Apple's. I guess Apple's not dying anymore.
Did we talk about borders and immigration or something like that?
Oh, I think we were, but you were like,
oh my
gosh. Cassian Andor.
We totally need to talk
Star
about
Wars
that.
Show.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of things coming down the pipeline. Like, we have a lot of things for today.
Oh, wait. This is last episode, by the way. Let me just delete that.
Wait, bring that back up.
Last episode.
There's a lot of things that we might need to update on.
Hashover?
Because
I can see number two.
I'm not trying to make this our first topic, but did you guys see how T-Series passed PewDiePie?
Oh, no!
Big time, like 30,000 subscribers.
What? Where are we at right now?
What?
I don't know. That needs to be checked.
It's just the same person making multiple accounts. It can't be right.
No, it's all of India.
Oh, gosh. What is the population of India while you're up there?
1.3, what does he say in the song Be Lasagna? You've got a population of 1.38 billion. Yeah, that's right.
Be Lasagna.
Be Lasagna.
Be Lasagna. Here we go. Here's the official tally. An error occurred because there's so many people.
Every single time.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Yeah, you look it up.
Live count right here. Ooh, 90 million subscribers each.
Oh, shoot. Let's see.
PewDiePie is in the lead right now by 40,000.
Oh,
40,000.
However,
it's a very close race.
This range is a spike in view. Please beep that out. Anyway, so right now is a spike for him in sub counts. There's like different time periods in which there is like a sub count spike. Sorry, I'm still getting over that. But
nice save there.
Usually there's an India sub count. Like, it has been very not close for a long time, and now it's like
they're both at. Are you saying they're both like 90 million though? Because that's
90 million subscribers.
Insanity.
PewDiePie is almost at 91.
Holy crap!
The race, I believe, is to first to 100 million subscribers.
I think PewDiePie has said in one of his recent videos that he'll
delete his channel at 100 million.
That's what he said at 50 million. He said that he will consider himself won the race by 100 million.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
I won't.
He'll finally give us the bro fist that we've all been waiting for.
The next.
Oh, yeah, he said, I will gladly step aside. Hold on. Wait, Jasper, stop deleting the notes from last episode. There was our reference to PewDiePie. Now we start our reference to Star Wars.
Hey!
But,
speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go, Jasper. What were we going to talk about today?
There's
Jasper
not much.
Came in and I was like, no, we're good. Two is just right. Three is doing.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't have much to talk about today. I just want to mention that we're still waiting on this trailer. However, there is a Star Wars convention. We call it Star Wars Celebration. I think they do this in the United States every other year. This year will happen in Chicago, and that's when we're expected to see maybe the trailer for Episode 9. Mm. As well, we know that there will be an Episode 9 panel, like the opening night, or whatever they call it.
Man, can you believe that this is going to be the first Star Wars movie without George Lucas?
Mm. No.
Oh, wait, no, that's Stan Lee. Never mind. Wait a second.
I was like, wait.
Like, what?
George Lucas is still alive.
He's still going.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay, Stan Lee didn't have anything to do with
Star Wars. On his private island.
You're right.
Or did he?
Allegedly. I realized, do we have to start saying allegedly more?
Allegedly.
Okay. And that ends the discussion.
So we've checked off our Star Wars box for
thank
every
you
episode.
Next.
Well, there was more. No, actually,
there was
something else. No,
what?
I don't care about episode 9. Anyways, keep going.
This is like one of several checks of Star Wars that will happen through the night. Go ahead and say it right now, because we'll probably come back to it.
We'll come back
at some
to it
point.
Later. Oh, that's okay. It. I'm not really looking forward to episode 9. Anyways.
Hold on.
I am.
I mean, I am,
okay,
but not.
Stop the bus. We'll talk about it now. J.J. Abrams is leading the helm, right? Not leading the helm. He's leading the charge, taking up the helm. Is that right?
Yes.
J.J. Abrams is directing.
You are correct, sir. Allegedly.
Okay. Popular consensus. Do we like episode 7?
Yeah. That's decent.
Sure. Sure.
Do we like episode 8?
Oh, God, no.
I still like episode 8.
What is
I'm
wrong with you?
By that.
Are you okay? Are you sick?
Okay. I'm hearing one no, one yes. Two yeses for episode 7. So, with that, we have 7 good, 8 meh, 9 could either be yee or moo. It's really up in the air right now.
No in between.
The trend right now is a bell-shaped curve. Not at all a bell-shaped curve. Hold on. What is it called? A downward slope.
Okay.
Let's say that. That's easier to describe without going into math terms.
Is it exponential or is
yes,
it linear?
Yes, very much exponential.
Allegedly.
As we saw with 9 to 8. I mean, sorry.
7
that's
to
backwards.
8.
That's backwards. 7 to 8. Sorry, I'm very tired. From 7 to 8, I would say that was an exponential dump. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Thanks to our sponsors for this episode. And that's where you would be if you were a sponsor of this podcast. So if you want to be a sponsor of this podcast, hit us up at missingthejoke@gmail.com. Alternatively, missingthejokepodcast, right?
Exactly. Missingthejokepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're charging no money for sponsorship right now.
Wow.
So if you want a free sponsorship for literally the first person.
Why not?
Just a free sponsorship.
All right. Hey. Yeah. Okay.
Whoever
first sponsorship.
It is,
do
first
it.
Person.
And it can be a member of the audience.
Just, whoever, just their name.
Whoever is the first person to say, I want the sponsorship, email us at missingthejoke@gmail.com. We're taking this seriously now, folks.
Amen. Amen.
We will give you a... How long should we give them a spot?
1 week.
No. Like a spot. Okay. I'm not going to give them a week's slot on the show. We will be talking about you for however 24 hours times 7 is. 90?
We'll give you...
No, that's way more.
I was homeschooled. Let me figure this out.
We'll give you 30 seconds.
168 hours.
A 30-second slot on the show is pretty huge. Like, that's not just a mention. That's a good talking about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, whoever, maybe you're a business, maybe you're a person... Maybe you have something you want to sell, or maybe something you want to say. Let us know by emailing us.
Say what you need
to better say. Yet, you can send us your voicemails or texts at 501-291-2218. We also pay attention to the phone lines and the text lines over there, and sometimes I have interesting conversations with the people over there.
And better yet, better help.
Yeah.
Or when that was a thing.
Hey, wow. Speaking of interesting conversations that I had on the podcast, on the podcast line.
Here we go.
So we had an interesting text come in just a couple weeks ago.
I figured out who it was.
You did?
Yeah.
I think I know exactly who it is too.
I don't think
based
you
on
do.
The recent news that you broke earlier in the podcast.
Oh. It's not who you think it is.
Okay.
I found... Do you want me to just tell you who it is?
Yeah, I'll edit
this out. It was one of the high school students from New Life.
That's a classic classic Joker material right there.
Let me tell you.
Those New Life high schoolers, wow.
Can you read the message he sent in?
Yeah, let me read the conversation. It just said... The first message he sent was, love you. That's
aww.
It.
Aww.
And you know, the mad lad that I am, I don't really know how I'm going to put that in the podcast, so I responded. I don't usually respond to these texts. We read your text, we'll mention it on the podcast, if it contains enough information to speak about. But how are we going to talk about that? So I responded. I was like, oh, I love you too.
Gotta get the, great, you gotta get the conversation to keep the flowing. Conversation.
Exactly.
All mutual. Ditto.
And then he or she responded, I hope this is Mika, M-I-K-A.
Oh, Mika.
Mika.
I think it's pronounced Mika.
Mika.
Oh, Mika. My bad. My English is
Pikachu. At the time, I thought he was, or she was, referencing
don't
Mika.
Don't assume, Jesper.
With the actual spelling, but I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it, maybe not. But I responded with, like, you know,
Yeah,
dot,
the,
dot, dot.
The hum emoji.
And then the grim face emoji.
Yes.
And
yes.
then
exactly
I responded.
Exactly the emojis you're talking about.
Yeah. And then I responded, nah, this is Jasper running the official Missing the Joke phone line. And he or she's like, oh, nice. One question in y'all's most recent one you talked about, that kid in GroupMe, which one was that? So we're talking about Will here.
Oh, yes. Will Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, Will Turner. We found him, didn't we?
We did find him. We did. Yeah. They asked, was it William...
I'm not going to give the last name out on the podcast. Obviously.
They asked if it was a William, and it was not. So there you go. That's just a testament to their intelligence.
Exactly.
That it was not them. Anyway, no, yeah.
I said
I know exactly who it was, but keep going though.
The conversation continues. I said I believe it was a Will. Some friend of Dylan called in during our recording of episode 9 and asked him about him, and she said, "Oh, okay. My friend thought it was him, and I didn't believe him. LOL."
Yeah, it wasn't you.
Yeah. Definitely not you.
Sorry, Will.
I said...
And you know who I'm talking to right now, Will. Yes, it's exactly. Not you.
You know who you are.
I said, probably not. It was all a joke anyway. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I could be missing the joke there or not.
Was that it? Was that the whole conversation?
We actually have a Star Wars comment.
No. Was that the whole conversation?
Oh, no. Star Wars commented to you guys?
No, they have... They responded with a Star Wars comment.
Oh, Star Wars finally responded.
They said, Rey is Luke and Leia's baby from that night on Endor on the bridge that they ditched her on a faraway planet.
Reminds me of the Family Guy episode.
That is not a theory that I think that George or any of the creative team at Disney would ever say maybe to.
It is 2019.
It's just a no for me. Yes,
yeah.
But it's still 2019.
For Disney...
Jordan, you're living in 3019.
Well,
more like
10-19. Welcome to the future.
Oh, gosh.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, man.
And anyways.
Okay.
Okay, they're very wrong. Yeah.
What do you guys think about the I don't know, where Rey has come from?
I don't care anymore. I'm being real honest. I mean, Disney gave me a reason not to care, and I don't care.
Oh,
so, hey.
God, that's so funny. This is where I think she came from. Not the mind of George Lucas. That's where she came from. Straight from there, wherever that is. That's where she came from.
Whatever cesspool that came from.
We could also say... Not from good writing?
Really? You could say that.
I just... Sure. You know what would be really nice? If finally everything about her was explained in episode 9 in a way that you're like, oh my gosh, we could have caught that from the beginning.
Oh, duh.
Because right now I'm just like, they have no idea how to write.
Like, that's what it seems like.
She has no backstory. She has ultimate powers that are stronger than a trained dude. Who is the line of Anakin Skywalker.
Those Praetorian guards? No problem. Got him.
Okay, here's the thing. This is my question. Wow. Are Rey and Kylo... are they a romantic interest for this movie?
No. Oh, sorry. I'm supposed to care?
It was kind of making it out to be.
No, I have this feeling that Disney kind of... Or Rian Johnson maybe wanted to kind of introduce this sort of interest.
Almost like they were playing it as there. If you see them, you remember when they were like touching hands during that one scene, and Luke was like, "Rey," right? It almost seems like that's a romantic
interest. When he had his shirt off and she had that vision.
That scene in the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh shoot!
That tells me that they're not related. Because Disney already pulled, Star Wars already pulled a, we're related, can't happen thing, but they've already showed a legitimate amount of affection towards one of another.
Well, so did Luke and Leia, technically.
That was on Leia's part, and that was just to make Han jealous, right?
Still, we had no idea until episode 6. Yeah, just saying.
Weird. But this is like, we're related, where are all these feelings going to go? I've been pushing Finn and Rey for a long time, since the very beginning of the whole trilogy.
It's Finn and Poe.
Wasn't that set up kind of that last scene in Force Awakens, though?
Oh, you said Finn and Poe. I thought you said Rey and Poe. I was like, No,
but Finn and Poe. Sure,
Finn and Poe. I don't know if they want to go that route.
It's Disney. They've already started going that
Let them take everything good and take a dump on it.
That's fine.
Go
that's
ahead.
Fine. That's fine.
Go ahead.
They already killed
Han Solo. They didn't kill Leia, who's actually dead in real life.
They're going to kill Lando in this new movie. They're just killing them off one by one.
They've taken everything we cared about.
Destroy the past. Kill it if you have to.
Destroy the child.
Destroy the child.
Yeah, they've taken everything we've liked about Star Wars so far and just...
You like good on it. You like good storytelling? That's funny.
Ha 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 ha. Goodbye. You like good well written characters? How about Anakin for every single one?
You like plot that actually matters? You ask too much from us.
All the Star Wars fans are like, just lightsaber battles.
We just remake old Disney movies. That's all Disney does now.
Okay. What had the best lightsaber battles, Episode 7 or Episode 8, Jesper?
Oh.
I'm going to have to say 8.
I would agree.
Because of that, that scene in the throne room.
Well choreographed.
Oh my gosh.
Except for the parts where he could have done something there. He's just standing when he had still
one arm,
not doing
when he
anything.
He had one arm around Rey, I have another arm.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes that a great sequence is they choreographed it so well. Mm-hmm. Rian Johnson didn't have to do close-up shots. He was able to get very wide-angle shots because it was choreographed well.
Yeah.
And so that made it less a lot of fight scenes have a lot of just disorienting cuts and edits and quick pace.
I mean, look at Episode 2 on Geonosis when they're fighting.
Exactly.
Anakin and Count Dooku, it's pretty bad.
He was really old. And they had to digitally put what's his name's face on the
Christopher Lee,
the stunt
Christopher
guy, because that wasn't actually old Christopher Lee fighting with that. You can see the same thing in Episode 2 and Episode 3. If you really kind of stare and follow his face, you know,
that's Christopher Lee.
Yeah, you're that's not that old guy. That's a young guy there. But anyway,
I'm honestly surprised you consider that a better lightsaber battle, because there's no. To me, a lightsaber duel is between two lightsabers, not a group of people fighting. So in that case, Episode 7 would win.
If you're going to be that technical...
I thought that's what you meant. I was what does that mean?
Episode 8 didn't even have any actual duels.
No.
No.
Because it was a fake out. Another poor decision. Haha, you think I'm here, Kylo? Haha, I'm not. Dies.
You thought Snoke was the epic hero villain? He's dead.
Screw your thinking and fan theories.
Hey, about that time traveling Kylo.
Oh shoot!
Anybody?
We talked about this on the podcast.
Anybody? Time traveling Kylo?
Oh man!
I honestly don't care anymore. No. Sure, fine.
What's the one thing that everybody's being like? It's got to be time traveling.
Avengers. That makes sense to me. That's
I think that's.
Hate it. I hate that. Why when a plot line has to be they have to go back in time to fix this, that's where it's you've exhausted all outcomes.
Yeah, you're almost.
What if they were just we can't go back in time, and then that's the rest of the Marvel universe is nope, well, can't happen.
They all died.
Thanos has a time stone, can't go back in time.
Thanos. Okay. Cool.
Well, Jordan.
Beep, beep. Oh.
So, now that Jasper's out of the room, we can talk about things that Jasper doesn't want to talk about.
Oh, big boy stuff.
Sure. I don't know what that is. He doesn't give me any. He hasn't given me any of the notes so far. So, we'll just talk about random crap that comes to our mind until I can find it.
I went hiking today. That was nice.
Really? Where'd you go hiking?
I went to the Cadron.
The thing over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where me and Jasper were. We were taking some pictures. Shout out to my new Instagram page. Got some cool pics over there.
What's the name of it? The handle?
Gots Photos _19.
I'm going to go follow it.
Yeah.
So
it might take you a minute.
At Gots Followers _19.
I'm an amateur, so don't give me a lot of crap if they look bad.
Hold on, let me find
that. Other than that, I'm still currently single.
Is it GOTTS?
GOTT POTOS_19. It's actually got photos.
Oh, got photos.
Like, I got,
oh,
like,
I got it photos. Right there, yeah. Then, man, you already have... Okay, as soon as... Okay, when I looked at this, you had 51 followers, and then I hit follow, and it went to 50. So, I don't know what happened.
Oh, crap.
There. Okay, you know what I want to know? I had 520 followers yesterday, and I was following 520 people. So how do I have 518 followers and I'm following 513 people and I haven't done anything?
Is your account private?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't like that.
I will say Instagram is weird because it does fluctuate like a lot. Like one day I'll have 3 less than what I usually do, but they'll be like right back the next day. I don't really know how that works.
Yep. Technology doesn't make sense.
How many people blocked you over the course of the day?
Oh, yeah, they saw the 1 out of 3 photos that I posted.
And then immediately deleted.
Yes.
We have some listener feedback. I posted an AM.
Great.
I posted an AMA on Instagram.
Oh, they've already responded?
We have several responses.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow.
I mean, very quick turnover compared to like last time we
tried
to do this.
All right, let's go. Every single one without skipping one. All right,
here's the first one. When's the merch coming out? Need those comfort colors.
Yes.
All right, here's
ooh,
our goal.
Comfort colors. We really should do those.
Or
those
a sticker
nice.
Pack. Or
but
something.
Those are really expensive. Sticker packs with our logo really need to be the first.
Yeah, I need to put that on my laptop. Yeah.
Hey, let's set up a goal. Can we do that? Maybe
how many patrons do we have right now?
We have five or six jokers.
Okay, we need to get to 10.
10 jokers.
Okay. 10 jokers.
15.
That's come on, do you want the merch or not?
All right.
I was shoot for the moon, not for the stars, Jordan.
All right, 10 jokers. We get 10 jokers subscribed to our Patreon. It's missingthejoke.com. We'll put out stickers of our logo, which... How, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but we are changing it to this new one.
Yeah, we just got a new logo that Jasper himself designed, and
okay, I designed
the
first one, too, but
I love
getting credit for that.
I love the derpiness of it.
No, he didn't design the first one. He stole it. I'm kidding.
Of course.
Allegedly. No, but this one is really nice because it has we were going to include a Stickman's face. Whatever happened to that?
Okay, so there's this meme that I've seen floating around for several years, probably. It's like a very terribly drawn stick figure with like a little, like a derp face kind of thing on it. And then there's an arrow that goes straight over the guy's head. And then in red letters, red sans serif letters, it says, joke. You can look it up for yourselves. Right. Exactly.
It's so well done.
Yeah, look at the drop shadows.
We wanted
that,
to include it.
The editing is gorgeous.
However, yeah,
I wanted to just put that as a logo, but I don't really know what copyright.
I have sworn a child did that.
Applied to
didn't
this.
You even try and get a hold of the person who actually made it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so you actually did not make
no,
it?
No, I'm joking.
We honestly.
Wow, I missed the joke there.
No, but so what I ended up doing was just referencing that. So we're the derp faces that are missing the joke. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
The joke never goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast.
I would catch it. Shout out to Drax.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Drax the Destroyer. Also, Jax the Protector.
Mm.
That's an inside joke.
Right.
So actually, yeah. Jasper, screw it. Why don't we just use it?
How about at 15?
Why don't we
Patreon
just use it for stickers?
Use. Oh, that'd
we
be great.
We could
sticker.
Make it into a sticker, yes. Couldn't we?
Let's sell that meme as a sticker.
Yes.
All right, that's our first merch.
Because honestly, there's so few people listening to us. Then how would they find out? And then how would they go about contacting us?
Oh, they always find out.
Anyway, beyond that, yeah.
We've listed several contacts.
And I think... yeah.
Two emails,
ooh,
phone
yeah.
number.
Two emails, a phone number,
my
personal
website.
Address.
my full name.
I think this is a sticker, and that is a sticker would be really nice. In fact, if we made that into a shirt, I think I would even wear that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would wear that all over the place, too.
Yeah, I'd wear my own stuff, sure.
Not to promote the
Joe
podcast
Rogan.
Or anything.
Yeah. Me, louder with Crowder. Yeah. Or Unsettled Tom, the new meme.
Oh man, that's the new one that I love.
Yeah, the Unsettled Tom one. It says Ben Shapiro destroys left wing. Everyone else on the plane. Because he destroyed the left wing of the plane.
I just gotta explain the joke
in case there's a whoosh in the audience. But no.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, I love these ideas. So that's what we're gonna do. Get us to 10. How many do we have right now, patrons?
Let's look it up. I think
the official tally is, drum roll, please.
Can't keep this up for forever, Jasper.
Choked on my own drum roll.
I've only got so much time to do this. Log in.
Patreon's got a really nice site, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, which was the fire hydrants. How many have bridges in them?
I swear those are screwed up.
I have to do
That's
this.
A bridge.
And you always end up missing one. You're like, freak, I didn't see it in the corner behind a tree.
I didn't see its shadow.
We have
five patrons.
We're getting $5 per episode. Somebody dropped out on us.
Hey, so, I'm still supporting.
I bet it was your mom.
It's possible.
Or Lilia.
It's possible.
Or Ethan Sewell.
I'm it.
You know,
I'm
the he got
he
engaged.
Never joined.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, he did never. Well, congrats to him. He never joined.
But
our congratulations to you is congratulations. Pay us a dollar.
We'll show up to your wedding too.
Yeah, we will show. We, in fact, if you pay us $2, I had to edit it to $2. If you pay us $2, we'll show up to your wedding and record an episode of the podcast there.
Yeah,
during the ceremony.
During the ceremony,
they might even bring merch.
It might be an hour and a half ceremony,
depending on the reception,
because of how long the episode would go.
Oh.
Plan, Ethan, on having a 5-minute wedding ceremony.
Just to help us.
All right, so shout out to Hannah for suggesting that question. Our next question we get from Caitlin. Are y'all going on tour anytime soon? Well,
Caitlin,
if we get that wedding
tour
gig.
What's Caitlin's last initial?
Sorry, Caitlin W.
I hope there's a very loud and obnoxious beep noise for that name. Okay, Caitlin W, what'd you say?
Name. What was it?
Are y'all going on tour anytime soon?
I think that would actually be fun.
If we take that high school take that wedding gig that you're just mentioning. Yeah.
Yes, Ethan, hurry. Contact us. Caitlin, maybe you can help us with that. No, I think it'd be fun to record an episode on location somewhere.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That would just be really annoying
for
trying to
mess up
like
setup,
like in a
though.
Coffee shop or something. Like
no, maybe? Not. It would be like if
I think
like,
that would be kind of cool it, to have it at RMC.
Hey.
We could just have you know when they're like, oh, your thing is, are we just show up and shoot a thing of the a live podcast?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But
the
that would
actually,
be fun
with it.
It wouldn't
would
work too well because of the noise and everything in the room. There's, I mean, my
house
is pretty
week,
loud
though,
as it is.
We'd have to.
It
would have
been perfect.
I think it would be fun to record the audience and be like what they're saying.
Oh and yeah, do it live in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Getting their reaction.
Get some hecklers
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be the live reporter on scene.
Our live reporter on scene. Oh, what's his name from
I'm Pert Hapley. No.
Yeah. No. What's her name from Family Guy?
Oh.
Oh.
Nakamura lady. Live on the scene.
Hello there.
Yeah. Hello there. As I talk about boring stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And then like the hurricane blows her away.
No, what does it say?
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah. I love that guy.
I can't
Best
remember.
Part,
Ollie, yeah. Live
it go rain.
No, we should really.
What's the
do...
they're gonna be like, Ollie?
It go rain.
It go rain.
Yeah. What did you say?
No, but we should really do like if we use the opportunity to go to like some sort of nerd convention, like I don't know, Comic Con, like the Star Wars celebrations that we mentioned. we do an episode at our hotel room there.
That'd be fun.
That's what that's what my idea of doing
like a debrief
on tour would be. But I mean it's different for everybody.
But
if you the listener think that it would be pretty nice for us to either go to a local coffee shop somewhere or to go on tour somewhere and do things either live
hey, maybe you
or
have a
on
location.
Location. Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe you have a venue that you would you know like to have us I don't know what do you call it? It's not a live performance. It's not really performance. It's just a panel discussion.
Instead of emailing us, we're going to put
a, be really
we're
cool.
Let's put a picture up. Of us live, like question mark, and then have you comment. What would you do? Like, would you like it or not?
All right.
Would you show up?
Anyway,
that Red Bull belch.
Probably not. No one would show up.
That's fine.
If it was in the city that we live in,
I'll be maybe. There.
Yeah, we have. All right.
I'll be
but
there.
But anyway,
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Caitlin W., for sending us in that question.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's actually not bad. I think she was probably meaning that as a joke. But she was missing the joke.
On here.
Yeah.
Our next one. Our next question. We actually have a couple questions from Blaine A. Oh,
okay.
His first one is, says, what's the best weapon in any video game?
M4s.
Amen.
It's always the best weapon.
Next question.
every American gun.
All right, and
except
also,
in Battlefield 3. The M4s sucked in that.
Katanas.
Oh, katana, yeah. Mm.
Throwing stars.
I don't know, man.
I'm an Overwatch fan. So.
I mean, they're not really... You can't really compare them because, like, they're different on many levels. I mean, you could say, like, what's the funnest... But you can't really...
I've just seen this meme format everywhere now.
This is what it is. I was just playing Fallout earlier before I was getting ready to go. You know the most fun weapon to use?
Which Fallout?
4.
Oh, really? Why? Oh, no, that's a good one. Never mind. I think I'm 76. Yeah, that one's trash.
Sorry, 76. no, but you know what the best weapons are? The overpowered ones that just blow your enemy into, like, pieces and chunks that you're like, oh, my God, I just did that to that person.
And I feel so
like,
good.
That's the most fun. Overpowered ones. Yeah, anyway.
Sure.
Good job, Blaine.
He also asks, what's the best music artist in the past 5 years of your opinions? Oh. I think Zodiac Track.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Blaine should know. Zodiac Track. Mm. I think Blaine's actually the person that I want to get. Do you remember? He's the person that I told you about that I want to get on the
track. Oh, the high school student?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that, too. He's pretty good.
I feel like I know this guy.
You probably don't.
Yeah, probably do. Very popular.
Just like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
One of the artists, my favorite artist that no one's going to know, really, I'm only going to know because after running, you know, role-playing games for so long, and having all of this ambient music, Jeremy Soule wrote all of the Skyrim music.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've been waiting for Skyrim to come on sale on Steam, and it's probably never going to happen.
I'll just shoot you a copy.
We can do that.
Bootleg.
Or wait, is that pirating? Are we pirating online?
No, I'll just buy you a copy and send it to you.
It's called purchasing, Jasper.
Yeah, the, what is it called? The Legendary Edition is the best one. It's got all the DLC in it.
Okay, cool.
The game came out in 2011.
For real?
And it's still being sold. And
it's
yeah,
like freaking Minecraft.
It's, yeah, but Minecraft is the GOAT, honestly.
Amen.
PewDiePie was talking about it in his video. I think it was today. He was like, Minecraft used to be like, oh my gosh, you play Minecraft. It was like, oh, you may play Minecraft as such a kiddie game. And then it's like, oh, you play Minecraft? That's such a dead game. And now it's like, haha, you play Minecraft? Oh my gosh. Like, unironically, like,
it's
wow.
So funny because Minecraft has stayed alive for the last 10 years, but Fortnite is almost dead from being alive in only 10 months.
That's what happens.
Apex Legends, right? I've never even seen a video of it being played. You know, actually, I have.
Well, Ninja streams it.
One of my friends.
Do you watch Ninja?
Named. Everybody should go. His name is Chris Cox. He's actually. He was for a while. He was the number one player of Apex Legends in the entire world.
Wait. You knew him?
Yes. He actually went to my church for a little bit. He was a life group leader at my church. Really weird. Nice. And so we were like, Chris, he's just going to start playing video games, like Twitch streaming.
Well, hey,
we were all like,
money.
Haha.
I mean,
he's making
money.
Good and
money.
He's getting good viewers, money. And I'm very surprised. He's very good. So good on you, Chris. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm a supporter 100%.
Love the Lord and play the game.
All right. Our
more
next
questions, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Blaine, for sending in your questions. Our next question comes from Sandy. We had him on the podcast.
Hey,
first guest. He
just
questions
recently
as well.
Texted us if
he
could be back on it.
The ironic
and that's
thing.
Not how it works, Sandy.
Yeah,
we ask you, you don't ask us, we'll contact you, don't contact us.
That's right, Sandy.
Our people will contact your people.
Yeah, the ironic thing is that we were planning to record tonight and he texts us and like, oh, this is awkward to break.
I just ended up being like, sure enough, sure thing, bud. All right. You're an anime villain. Anyway, the music changes and the protagonist starts believing in friendship.
Still looking at memes.
Yeah, the Tom meme.
I love that Tom and Jerry
meme.
There
was something that popped up on my Instagram feed. Holy crap.
Anyway, Sandy asks, here's what Sandy asks. Oh, no. What are your predictions for Avengers Endgame?
Of course he would ask this. What else would he ask?
What are your predictions?
I think, we're looking at
a meme.
It'll be Ant-Man getting really small and going into Thanos and just being really big.
You should have aimed for the head.
I aimed for the entire body.
it enters the butthole.
Have you got...
No, for real, I think the most sensible thing for anyone to do, and I kind of hate that, like, this idea, because if it actually happens, I'm going to be disappointed because, I've been spoiled now. But I think the most sensible thing to happen, and it is the lamest thing to happen, is for the time stone to be used and to reverse time to get everybody back. But we were talking about that a minute ago.
Yeah, we were. Well, out of 15 million outcomes that he lived through and experienced, that was the only one in which everyone survived.
Yeah, we don't know what that one outcome is.
They're all Skrulls. It doesn't matter.
Oh. Well, yeah, it really helped that he also died without telling anybody what to do.
Tony, there was no other way, but let me tell you the plan real quick so you know what to do. Right. stop. Whispers in his ear.
Then I'll snap.
Snap. Good all luck. Right.
Sandy also asks, favorite meme?
I guess my favorite meme is... Are you ready?
Oh.
Go ahead.
You know what really grinds my gears? YouTube, and how whenever somebody copy strikes you, your video is taken down, they gain all the monetization until you can prove that it is your video.
Which you
usually
can't.
Not the other way around. Guilty until proven innocent is not the way to go, YouTube. And that was my, you know what really grinds my gears moment. There you go.
That has been a new section that we'll add in every podcast episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anything that grinds your gears? I know I'm just derailing the conversation. Don't care. But
I don't either.
You don't have any grind your gears thing?
Yeah, spring break's over.
That's not a grind your gears moment.
It's grinding my gears real hard right now.
Okay. I don't think you understand what grind your gears are. Okay, Jasper, do you have any grind your gears moments?
I did. You know, have a bunch of them. Thought up.
Have we found any more immortal memes, Jennifer? Remember we had that conversation a while back, didn't we?
Was it the past podcast?
No, maybe I had that conversation with somebody else. No, what are some memes that you guys consider to be immortal that will never die?
Oh, shoot.
I think...
Like, you have memes like Big Chungus and Uganda Knuckles, which are gone in a moment. But I think Harambe?
Harambe.
As one of mine, he's dead.
I think the Kanye West one. Is it the Kanye?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one will never die. No matter how hard you try.
There's
one,
so many variations.
The Kanye West, he's like, the four panel one.
Oh yeah, that one. Oh, that's Drake.
Oh, that's Drake.
Not Kanye. Oh, you guys are racist. Dude.
Wow, we're white. That's what's our problem.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you're not Canadian. You're part Asian.
Hey, thanks,
so
Jordan, for throwing me off.
My pleasure.
Oh yeah, Kanye. No, my favorite right now is the Kanye one where he's like, he's dressed in white and all the people around him are dressed in white and he's like on the piano like that and it plays some like crap song in the background. That one's my favorite right now. No, but see, that one's going to die. A bunch of those
are
going to die.
That one's been around for a while.
When will it die?
The Drake one's going to be immortal.
It's been alive for so long.
Oh, you're saying the Drake one?
The Drake one's going to be immortal. No, the Kanye one of him playing the piano, that's going to die. There are a few that are just immortal.
We've got the ones, the ancient problem, or modern problems require modern solutions. I feel like that one has stayed alive for a while. You've got the
Black
man thinking. What is the one with Bear Grylls where he's like adapt? Improvise.
Yeah, that will never die.
That will never die.
What about perfection?
Let me Google that. Immortal memes.
Immortal.
I remember when I was looking at memes on Meme Center and like Meme Center when like nobody. Nobody was into memes. Like, they were just, like, a random thing that people looked at. Like,
followed on Facebook, Clean Funny Pics. That was my...
Good job.
Sanitarium. Yeah, Clean Funny Pics. Yeah, I remember that. They're saying immortal memes, One of them is the one with all of the knights with the swords in the round table.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh. That one's good where they're all, like, different people and pointing.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Never mind.
Free Real Estate.
Oh, that one never ends.
The black guy, the strong black guy and the strong white guy kind of clasping their hands like that.
That's good, yes.
The guy walking with his woman, and he's looking at the woman, and she's looking at
them. They found the origin of that, by the way. Did you see that?
Well, that's a stock photo, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of them.
It's pretty funny.
The wife looking, the wife and the husband laying down in bed, she's looking at him, and it says what she's thinking, and then what he's thinking. And then what's her name from The Simpsons? The girl with the spiky hair and the red dress.
With the presentation?
Yeah, the presentation. Yeah,
I saw a form. I saw a version of that on Reddit the other day.
Oh,
where she's like, "Turn off the lights because it's hard to read the slides."
The black guy who's like, smiling in the first pic, and then he's frowning in the second one. One of my recent favorites was who's the one guy? He has his own show. He's the guy with the really curly hair. He's like, "Let me in! Let me in!" You remember that one? That one's good.
I was looking at that today with
the Eric Andre show.
Of course you were.
A mixture of different sorts.
Skeletor? Hey, somebody's going to die.
Here's Skeletor! That's okay. Yeah. Hey, man!
What are some immortal memes, guys?
Well, definitely.
I think we've really covered a lot of the good ones.
I can't really think of
Grumpy Cat. We're forgetting.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Oh yeah, the Watt lady. Throwbacks. You guys remember this? Hold on.
I don't.
Bad Luck Brian. All the Rage comics. You guys remember the Rage comics? That's some 2008.
How do they determine which ones are immortal?
They've just been around for so long that it's like, I don't remember when these started, but I'm not going to stop using them.
No beginning. Alpha and the Omega. That's it. No beginning.
Anything from Filthy Frank. Like, it's time to stop. Or the confused screaming meme. Where he's just like, that one's good. Yeah. We need the audience, though. Like, what do you think, audience? What are some immortal memes?
Because I know we're missing some.
We are missing some. We're missing a lot, I'm sure. Yeah.
All right, that's all the questions that we've got so far. Thanks, Sandy, for coming in with all of your questions. And thank you, everybody, for all of your questions. As always, you can
I'm
send...
I'm sure we'll probably get some
more. Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll check at the end.
Audience. Thank you.
If you have anything to say about any of this, please send us your email at missingthejoke@gmail.com or send us a text or phone call, leave a voicemail at 501-291-2218. Of course, all of those are in the description of the podcast down below.
Or don't do any of that.
Yeah.
Or just, leave us leave us hanging. Yeah. Okay?
You know what really grinds my gears? When you list out all the emails and phone numbers.
Yeah, we should stop.
You know what really grinds my gears, Jordan? When somebody gives us 4 stars on the podcast. But anyway.
Someone's still salty about that.
You know what really grinds my gears? People who are salty about someone leaving a 4-star review on
because you got to leave room for improvement, right?
Yeah.
God. Okay. Well, anyway.
That was not me for the records.
Oh, we know.
Okay,
I know.
Okay, good, good.
All right, what's our next topic?
I'm positive that was you. Yeah, anyway, Jesper, what is the next topic? I'm looking at you. You're like, you're asking me. It's usually me asking
Michael,
you.
Michael, what's next?
All right, so we got a bunch of Disney.
Okay, we got that done.
Oh,
okay,
Disney.
Done. Oh, Disney.
Disney, hey.
Or Datney.
Stop.
I'm very upset at Disney.
Oh, really?
They're creating their own... streaming service.
Okay, you know what's so funny?
Everyone decided to make their own streaming service.
Okay, what's so funny
even
about this?
Yahoo. And Yahoo is a dead company. Everyone knows that.
Still like doing
Everyone
things.
Knows that.
Is Yahoo still a thing?
Yes.
No way.
Okay, you know what's so funny about what
that
you
said?
That
was a good chocolate drink. Oh, that's a Yahoo.
That's a Yahoo.
Also, Jordan, way better Jordan than has Yahoo. Recently Amen. Expressed that he's actually interested in this streaming company. Jordan, would you like to...
Yeah, because I think it's another way for another company to steal my money. The end.
Yahoo streaming service. Yahoo View. Look, I didn't even know that they had one. I just said a random company. I just made it up, and here it is. Yahoo View. Your favorite TV shows, movies, free online. Yeah.
Oh, they're free.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Look this up.
Yep. Yahoo View. That's it.
Do they have? What do they have?
More like too. Yeah. Oh, Brett Kavanaugh testifies. Wow, that's
hey. Oh,
why do they only have old crap on there? That's why freaking nobody watches Yahoo View.
No, no one does it because no one knows it exists. Okay.
God. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, what was I talking about?
Oh, it's partnered with Hulu.
So you don't have Netflix anymore.
Well, yeah. So I gave up Netflix like a year ago because everything that I want to watch is like all the Office. I have all 9 seasons on DVD or however many seasons 9 on DVD. So I was like, I mean,
honestly,
I only cared about Stranger Things. Then I got season 3 coming out. I'm like, oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
Back. You don't like Stranger Things, do you?
Never seen the first episode.
Yeah, you suck. Oh no, I'm just kidding. You're fine.
Is it good?
It's
great. I don't know who told you that. I do know that you never really cared for popular things like that.
No, you're not wrong.
You're like that Dr. Pepper commercial where a girl walks against the ground.
Man, but you, it's really like, random that people walk against the ground.
When season 2 came out, you were pretty big on like making people like know that you didn't watch it. Like,
that's right. I do remember that.
Like, you're like, everybody's seen it. It's like, it's not cool.
I would recommend watching it at least like once. It's worth your time.
It's almost like The Office. Is any movie now
worth your time?
To me, I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying this. I almost feel like The Office is a dead meme at this point. Because everybody's like, oh, Dwight's so funny. Oh, look at Jim's face. It's like, okay.
Hey,
I literally grew up watching the show. When it was actually on air, coming out. Yes. Okay. I've heard every funny joke. I've seen every line. I've seen every episode. Okay.
Okay, well,
God, it's getting
so what really grinds my gears.
But the problem is, there hasn't been anything like it since.
That is a good point. It was so legendary. There's nothing new. Time,
you know? Like anymore.
And nothing will ever be the same because it had such comedy that you could never put on television now. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? I don't call my friends. I only call my friends that when they're acting like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
you can't say that.
Political culture is just so. So
it was a product of its time.
So outraged
of
everything.
Yeah, exactly. It was a product of its time. What is a product now of the time now? It would be crap. Because nobody likes things, now. Everybody's like, oh man, I love the 80s. The music, I wish I was born in the 80s. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't wish you were born in the 80s. You wish you were born in the 70s so you could grow up in the 80s. But guess what? You wouldn't have liked the 80s music. You'd have been like, oh man, I love the 60s music. I wish I could have been born in the 60s. But no, you really mean you should have been
really
born in the 50s.
That's a really interesting phenomenon, too.
Yeah, I just hate it. You know? So stupid.
Because I think we're transitioning into the all about the 90s. Oh, transitioning. Big word.
Oh, well.
Allegedly.
No, that's... no, anyway. Go ahead.
Transition!
Yeah. Okay. I missed a joke there. But okay, I mean, now you. If you notice, we're like sort of warping into a 90s culture now too, where we look back at the 90s. I mean, Captain Marvel, for instance, focused in the 90s. So I think we're moving away from the 80s culture. It was like in the 80s.
When are
about
cassettes
the 50s.
Coming back into like?
I don't know, but that needs to not back. Happen.
No. If you I miss those, because okay, I still own wait,
when you have to rewind something with a pencil. Yeah, move on. We're done. Here.
When the tape just like spews everywhere.
Yeah.
Screws up. Ah,
oh, when you pop the tape, yeah.
Because you know, like how records are like a thing, but like I feel like tapes.
Records are classy.
You know, we always talk about bringing back cassette tapes or records, but nobody. You know what? Nobody ever talks about bringing back
8-tracks,
VHS.
Oh
yeah, when is that coming?
That's
back?
Like a big
or Laserdisc. Remember
or,
that
or
when we
Blu-ray.
Had
or here's another
records,
one.
CDs as big as records. Nobody talks about that.
Or compact discs.
Compact discs, that's right. I have a few sitting at my house right now that I've burned.
It's been a while since I've touched one. Thanks, Spotify.
Beyond that, yeah, I'm tired of our culture, and I'm tired of our jokes. We need to get better jokes. We're kind of old now. We're kind of beating a dead horse. And, like, we're not even beating a dead horse. We're, like, beating the bones of a dead horse together. Like, donk, donk, donk. Dwight, funny. Donk, 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 donk. Look at Michael. He's so funny. Donk, donk, donk. Pretzel day. Donk, donk, donk.
I love 80s. Oh, donk, donk.
But I still love them. Still love the memes, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on.
Sorry,
I don't really know how we got there.
Wow, I'm going to be killed for blasphemy. I know it after this episode.
Like, be that guy.
How dare you insult the office?
They're gonna fire you. They're not gonna even let you start anywhere.
Burn it.
No. Any
kill
job
the witch.
Now.
No.
Destroy the job.
They're gonna fire you before you were even hired.
They're going to fire me.
Oh. All right. So
Trump's just gonna have me killed.
How could he not like the office? Everyone likes the office.
They even love it.
Even
in
the
China.
Democrats.
In China, they love it. China.
We made good foreign policy with Koreans just to show them the office. That was it.
Anyway, beyond that, Jennifer, what's our next topic?
So I remembered how we got to that. It's the, the streaming service.
Where are we?
Oh, yeah, the Disney streaming service. Jordan, what's your thoughts on this? You're the only one. Well, you're not me. You're not me. I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't see this. Like, obviously, I'm going to probably spend a few bucks on it, maybe a few months on
I'll
it.
I'll probably
watching
buy
some
it
things.
Initially just to watch, like, all the Star Wars content.
Yeah.
And they're
like
also
the new shows that we're getting.
Yeah, like, we're supposed to get, like, a Loki show. Don't know what that's going to be like. But I'm like, yeah. Well, it's called media. It's called Hollywood. They don't have any more ideas.
We don't need a show just about, oh man, I like this supporting character. Give him his own show. We saw that fail with the, what is it? The one show off of the spinoff of Family Guy. What was it called?
Oh,
the
with Cleveland
show.
Nobody watched it.
It was good. But it wasn't
cares.
As good,
hey,
though.
Peter,
yeah, like,
can you shoot down my towel?
Like, the only people who are going to watch it are people who have lusted over Loki. I am not one of those people.
He's
I will not be
man.
Watching this show. I'm just saying, like, oh my god, Loki, he's so hot.
He's getting his own show.
Like,
he's so beautiful.
And that almost sounded like the guy off of Family Guy. He's like,
oh no.
Oh no.
No, but, like, I don't want to... I'm so done with superhero films. Like, the girl...
Did you watch Captain Marvel, by the way?
No.
What'd you watch tonight?
I didn't watch it. I just was like, this does not look good.
It was mediocre. It was okay.
See, here's the thing. I've just stopped watching it after Captain America 2. I'm like, it wasn't as good as Captain America 1. I'm just not going to watch any anymore. And, like,
Captain America 2 was great.
I started Thor 2. Oh, it was a good movie, just not as good to me because it didn't spark the reflection that I did. Because I was like, oh my gosh, like the first one, you know how it's so World War II focused. I was like, man, that's what my grandfather went through. Because like seeing everything, and then the second one, I was like, I wanted that nostalgia again, and wasn't there. Anyway,
I think that's a personal preference.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think
preference.
That. I think majority speaking.
And then
like
I started
the
Thor
one.
2. And I was like, this
Thor
crap.
2 sucks.
And I was like, I'm not watching another one of these. I'm not going to waste
the
my money.
Worst.
So I'm, what is it, 18 hours behind on Disney
you
movies?
You are so behind on the Marvel
and
films.
So the girl that, my girlfriend, she's telling me that we're going to have to watch it all now. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'll watch it with her. But only to watch it with her.
Would you watch it with me?
To enjoy. No.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Well, thanks a lot.
Honestly, she makes it worth it to me.
Aww.
I think.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah, that's an odd moment. I know. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't do it for anybody else. She enjoys it, so I'd probably enjoy it just because, like, oh man, she thinks it's interesting. I want to see why she thinks it's interesting. But for me, it's like, this is crap. This is probably not
gonna be fun. Good job.
I have a question. Does she listen to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's gonna know next time you guys are sitting down to watch one of these. She's gonna know that you really don't care.
No, I've already talked about it with her. I'm like, honestly, they're not as good.
Micah, I just learned you don't care.
I can't remember if she told me her favorite one was Captain America 1. Maybe she only told me that because that's my favorite one.
Aww.
But anyway, no,
she's
I just think. It's really hard to top that one. I think the Iron Man was her favorite.
I think objectively speaking,
everybody knows
the best
that
ones.
Iron Man 3 was not as good.
Oh, that was trash.
Yeah, I think
Iron Man 1 and 2.
I think like Iron Man 1 and 2 and then Thor 1 and
you know what
and,
I think they need to do? They just need to make a good Hulk movie. We just get one. Just one good Hulk movie.
Nobody cares anymore about that. It's all Black Panther and feminism and women superheroes.
Hey, man, don't lump Black Panther in with feminism. He is not Wakanda forever. I don't even know what I just did. I haven't seen.
Well, speaking of Captain Marvel,
hey.
There has been some controversy going around the internet and everything.
There always really
controversy
in the internet. No way.
Brie Larson, the person that she's always been,
Brie Larson, the person that she's always been.
Yeah, just throwing up hate around everybody.
Jasper Redden, the man he's always been.
Okay, then. I'll stop using that phrase.
Brie Larson. Got her. Okay.
Okay, so she hates 40-year-old white
men. Oh, did you see that clip, too?
She hates 40-year-old white men.
But she doesn't hate them. She just doesn't...
She doesn't respect their opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, she's that's like the majority of opinions ever, though. Like, you know all the opinions that have most likely ever been? I don't care about the majority of them. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe that's probably a good thing. I just think... They're paying the bills, though. Maybe you got to think about the 40-year-old Lightman for a little bit there, because they're the ones seeing the superhero films.
I don't want no 40-year-old white man.
Not the 80-year-old
it wasn't
black woman.
For you. Sorry.
Yeah, but she was talking about A Wrinkle in Time, which I have no idea why she was talking about that.
Oh, because
it wasn't even her
sucked.
Movie.
It wasn't made for you.
Yeah, the movie was real bad, but the movie wasn't made for anybody because it was real bad.
So basically one of the main things that she got upset about apparently is that too many like the number of people actually doing critiques on Captain Marvel before it came out like the demographics of the critics were very skewed toward white males.
Okay, she's 29.
She looks great.
So
no, I'm just saying. I don't care about people 10 years older than me. Okay, well, you're basically old too.
Yeah,
you're almost 30. Get a life.
But the main point is that it's a very feminist viewpoint that she's got.
She was in love with the Loki guy.
Wow, an actor from California has a feminist viewpoint.
What? She's a rich white woman,
resident of Los Angeles. Somehow, I'm not surprised.
What?
She's a part of a lot of things.
No, really.
She began in comedy. No, comedies. Never mind.
Oh, she began.
Oh, yeah. Good enough. No, wow. I'm surprised. Oh, she was in Community. Look at that. I'm just going through her entire history on Wikipedia.
Oh, well.
She was advocacy. And that's it. Okay. Yeah, I just read her entire life story, or all the important parts there.
I know everything to know about
in
her.
In 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes.
Yes.
But,
That's how long her Wikipedia page was.
Yeah.
Oh, got her. Okay.
So, yeah, she gets so upset that the demographics are skewed.
And
then everybody
why.
Gets upset with her. I don't know about you, but I think, a lot of people... I think a lot of people got upset at her. A lot of people that I know. But a lot of people got upset with her at people who didn't like the film.
Okay, look.
Okay, the movie wasn't that good, so she needs to shut up.
Okay, but it wasn't made for you,
Jordan. My bad. I'm sorry.
Don't you hate that? The movie wasn't made for you.
I feel like that was sort of the argument for Black Panther,
too. Why do movies have to be made for anybody? This is the whole thing. I hate it when people are like... They didn't have a transgender Asian woman who's disabled in the movie. I feel left out. It's like, I don't, man. Why does
you even exist for what?
Yeah, for one thing, it's like, why do we have to include everybody in? Like, why does it matter? I can feel like, man, I really don't relate. I can literally relate to anyone in a movie if the script
matter?
Is good enough, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's sure. me as yeah. a privileged white man talking like that. If it's a woman in a post-apocalyptic universe, I can relate. Like, oh my God, she has a child or whatever. Like, yeah, I can relate to that. I can't relate when you shoehorn in a person. Yeah. They're like, they're a part of the universe now because they're a specialty from their race.
And you're going to like
it. Yeah, yeah.
And you will pay billions
And you're
going
to like Rose Tico, God dang it. Star Wars reference. And I'm not saying anything bad about the actress. She's cool.
Yeah.
She's actually really cool.
She wasn't that good as Captain Marvel either, honestly.
No, just I'm not saying. Talking
no,
about her.
About
I'm talking about the Rose Tico,
Tico
actress.
Rose
she's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
she's
an actually cool
either.
Person. But, no. God.
Tico.
It's just, man. not everybody has to be represented in a movie. Sorry if you feel that way.
And if you don't like the movie and you don't feel represented, just don't watch the movie.
Please. God, stop buying tickets to these movies and they'll stop making them. It's like everybody complained about Star Wars Episode 9. Guess what? They had a big wake-up call when Solo came out because everybody stopped buying the tickets. They were like, nope, not going to see that. Ooh, and okay. Disney was like, oh my God, what have we done? Pull everything. Okay, so all the bad ideas that we had? Yes. And all the including Kenobi. It's like, no!
No!
Not Kenobi! Not the precious Obi-Wan movie. But, no, that's the thing. It's like, the movies have strived so much for representation.
Diversification.
And diversification that movies are now crap and just trash now. Because they're trying to be so PC to include everything.
But couldn't somebody make the argument that you're white and privileged, so...
Yeah.
Like, I am. Well, I guess we can really point out aspects of everybody that invalidates what they have to say. Like, oh, you're Chinese. You enslaved all of the Asian populations. That's why you don't hear what you have to say. It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, name any race. Go.
Latino.
Well, you abused other Latinos, and the entire Latino community hates every other country, so you don't have any opinion.
Shut up.
Go back to your country. To say.
I would say so, but
well, what I mean,
do I, know? I don't know.
I've met multiple people who are like, "God, I hate Puerto Ricans." It's like, I think we hate Puerto Ricans.
It's like a Japanese. If you ask them anything about Korea, they're like, "Oh, spit on the ground."
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
have you seen that? Yeah,
you're literally a sea across from one another. And you hate these people's guts. It's like the British and the French. We hate
but
them.
The British and the French are closer to each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
Not European anymore.
Or
apparently.
The Irish and the English.
Oh, yes.
We hate them all out of there. That was a Scottish accent. Anyway, moving on.
What?
You'll take the high road. And I'll take the low road.
Everybody.
The morning.
Everybody who's arguing that you can't criticize Captain Marvel because you're white and a male. That's a ridiculous opinion.
That's also a racist comment.
And that argument is almost always being made by white females.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Ironic.
Or black female.
So just,
I've seen that happen,
I think,
too. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I would accept that opinion. I would be like, oh, well,
don't.
I guess I can't.
Yeah.
No, but when it's another white person telling me, you can't do that because we have the white skin. It's like, what? are we kidding?
Look at yourself in the mirror.
You almost want to say, are we kidding right now? Like, are we genuinely joking?
Well, when you make comments like that, you're being racist on your own. I mean, you're being racist against white people.
I feel like
technically, yeah.
We're being
technically
so speaking, apologetic that we're apologizing more than people give a rip. Like, it's like, we have to apologize for this. Meanwhile, the people who we thought we've offended are, like, laughing along with the racist joke. And you're like, oh my gosh. Anyway, what are your guys' theories for Avengers Endgame?
Hey!
Put it in the comments that don't exist below. Send it to us an email of the one you've already heard.
Oh, that's funny. We're tired of listening.
I'm tired of saying it. It's in the description. Jasper, do you have any theories about Endgame?
We already moved on
from
that.
We already talked about this.
We're just talking about
Brie Larson right now. God.
Oh my gosh, Micah.
I'm so tired of
this. What have you been doing tonight? Don't answer that.
We're talking about Brie Larson right now.
Feet hurt.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Well, I want to talk about something that actually makes me happy.
I'm tired. Yeah, I just got depressed. All of the good movies are crap now. Yes,
here's
please.
Something to line you up. James Gunn is back!
Woo! Yay! I forgot about that. Yeah, he is back.
He still exists! Okay.
So, all those awkward things that he said, wiped clean.
Thanos snapped away.
Disney finally got some sense, and they brought him back for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, after he finishes up with this Suicide Squad, which I've heard is going to be a complete reboot from the first one.
Oh, thank God.
Wait, what?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, I thought you said the third one was going to be a complete reboot.
Did they ever release a trailer of that movie, by the way? Or am I just like totally in a loop?
Wait, the Suicide Squad. Actually, could we keep... I haven't seen it, but the parts that I saw, I did like. Can we keep the guy from the YouTube Rewind?
Oh, Will Smith?
Will Smith, yeah. Sorry, I'm not trying to... that's the only thing that I... immediately remembered
that
from.
Meme was gonna last
forever. Can we keep him in there? I liked him.
I liked the Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good, yeah, she looked the part too.
Who else? Oh well, he died. Never mind.
Oh shoot, spoiler. Movie's old.
No, not him. I'm thinking of somebody else that I haven't mentioned. No, a character that I haven't mentioned who died. I won't say it to it.
Okay.
El Diablo. But,
who was that again?
No, that's good. Yeah. No, but,
Captain Boomerang.
No, yeah. Oh, Kite Man. He should be a villain in the new one.
And Calendar Man.
Oh, Calendar Man. Calendar Man. Clock King.
Yes! The Calculator.
The Calculator. What? Who else? Some...
The Eraser.
Elastic Man. Yes. No, Plastic Man.
Oh, but. Well, no, Elastic Man is Marvel, right?
No, there's one guy. Elastic Man.
Incredibles, superhero.
Oh no, it's Elastic Girl. Elastic Girl, yeah. Good movie, by the way. Incredibles too.
Yeah.
He's not even made of plastic. He just stretches. I don't know why they called him that.
Yeah. Plastic doesn't even stretch.
Plastic Man was a fictional superhero originally published by Quality Comics, later acquired by DC. So in the stuff that I remember watching, he started out as a villain that Batman rescued, and then he turned into a superhero.
Huh.
And he was always like being like, heroes. Ooh, I kind of want to take the money that we're saving from these bad guys. But anyway,
sounds like me.
Whose idea was it to combine all of these superheroes into one universe or two universes?
I think they crossed over a little bit before, haven't they? Marvel, and DC.
Maybe.
I feel like in like some cartoon.
No.
Oh no, I think of the. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Someone,
about anymore.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Who had the crazy idea? But that was indeed a crazy idea.
Who's Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield,
and Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire. Who's your guys' favorite?
Oh, the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse one. That's a good movie, by the way.
You didn't name an actor, so that doesn't count. Name. Oh, then it doesn't count. You have to pick between the three.
Tom Holland, he's like the embodiment of Spider-Man.
But I mean, yeah, Tom Holland.
Yeah, I mean, objectively speaking.
Haven't seen the movie.
Watch it with your
girlfriend. So mine is definitely Tobey Maguire. Still my favorite. He was so goofy and then so not goofy. He was like my favorite.
I think
don't know.
Andrew Garfield is the worst out of them.
I don't know just why. Saying. He was like, I'm an edgy high schooler.
I look like I'm supposed to be like 17.
I remember Peter Parker
35.
Being like a nerdy idiot, and now we've made him into a playful person.
Yeah.
And like he was just like a goof. Like he was genuinely, he was super smart in school, but a goof.
Well, if you watch the new Spider-Man
was
movie,
what was the latest one? Not Far From Home, because that's the one that's coming out.
Oh, the Far From Home run looks really good,
the
by
trailer
the way.
Looks really good.
Mysterio! Like, this fishbowl helmet!
No, but what is it? Homecoming.
Homecoming. Yeah, he acted like
that. Yeah, he was pretty nerdy, but pretty goofy.
I think they nailed him.
He wouldn't wear, like, street clothes. He would always be in, like, a collared shirt.
Well, he was like that in this movie, too. Okay, yeah, good. He dressed sort of like his own. Like
he wouldn't have
a little cool, but still like
that's
smart.
The whole thing.
I mean,
he only
had
be
that
like
one real
cool
friend,
guy.
Who Ned, guy in the chair.
Yeah, guy in the chair.
Anyway, my favorite part of that
but yeah,
movie.
No,
what are you doing?
I think I'd actually enjoy the Spider-Man movie, and I only want to see the Spider-Verse.
Have you seen that
because
movie
of
yet?
Sunflower, the song.
We
lived
so
in the dust, but it's not fire.
You're a sunflower.
Okay, we gotta stop before the copyright.
I would protection. That is a fantastic. That one movie of the year animated this past Oscars. Which nobody cares about.
So
but, you know.
Nobody cares about the Oscars, but I'm glad that it won this. This is the first time in
Who
like
won?
6 years.
Oh, Green Book.
That. Oh yeah, Green Book. Eh.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that movie.
Really? There were so many lame movies that were
really
nominated.
They nominated Bohemian Rhapsody
for best editing. I don't know if you've
and
seen the editing
and best movie
for that.
Of the year. What?
Okay, name a better one.
Green Book.
Name a better movie.
Green Book. That's what won.
I've never watched it. Was it good?
Black Panther, duh. I haven't watched Green Book.
Yeah, Black Panther should have won, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
Everybody.
Racial.
I mean, honestly, how was that not the best? Because is everybody racist then?
Yeah.
Because I remember being told if you didn't like that movie, then you're a racist. Yeah.
If you're so not with the 97,
so I love that movie.
This is the same
thing.
That's
one of my favorite movies now, and I haven't even seen it.
I remember watching that movie too in theaters.
If you hate Captain Marvel, you're a feminist.
A white guy.
See,
I
love Captain Marvel. I've never even seen it, but I know I'd love it because.
Hey, very, very true. Very true.
I love women. Yeah. Not like that. I support women in all their endeavors, except those that are illegal.
Thank you, God, for women. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I had to leave a little awkward pause there. Anyway, but what's her name again?
Brie Larson?
Yeah, let's not talk about her anymore.
We're done.
Anyway, what's the next topic besides the Oscars?
Oh, yeah.
Did they boycott the Oscars this year?
No, but I did hear it got better ratings and stuff this year.
Yeah.
Like, it did a little bit better. They didn't even have a host.
Terrible.
They didn't have a host either. But
yeah, that was new, isn't it?
But it was smoother by the
book. You know why they didn't have a host?
Because no one wants to host that crap.
Yeah.
The guy they were going to have host it at the very end.
Maybe they should have nominated better movies.
You know who it was?
You talking about Jimmy Kimmel or?
No, the person that they got to host it was, what's his name, the comedian?
Kevin Spacey.
No, the,
he's not a comedian.
What's his name?
I just threw out a random name.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
They were
going to
have Kevin Hart do
it? Yeah, they were going to have him do it, and then all that weird stuff came out that was, like, homophobic about how he was telling his son to, like, not be gay. That all came out, like, years and years and years ago. And then he was just like, I'm just going to not do it anymore. He was like,
it's not worth it. Yeah.
I don't think he publicly apologized for that.
Why should he?
That's kind of homophobic. Yeah. But it was back then, so
why
it's forgivable.
Why should I have to say society, or say sorry to society? Why do I have to answer to society?
You'll lose your career otherwise.
Well, fine, whatever.
Anyway. Okay.
That
was fun. Yeah, the Oscars suck. Everybody knows that, and if you don't know that,
sorry,
you know
now. It's fine.
If you don't
know
that,
Unless they don't, but they're probably going to suck.
Anyway,
honestly, I don't see the Oscars surviving much longer.
Hold on, let me open
them. Oh, I hope they don't. We need a new...
Who cares? It's just Hollywood showing off.
We need a new system of movie rating and awards.
Should be us.
Yeah.
Yes.
We should
rate.
Well, they had
awards.
A Fans' Choice Award section that they were going to do, but they were like,
You remember when we were told... What the freak was I gonna say? What the heck was I gonna say?
Like when we were told.
Oh yeah. You remember when we were told in a specific review that we need to not do movie reviews because I don't know, it wasn't our type of formatting. Jordan.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The another reason why the Huskers suck is because they don't let us use. They won't nominate streamed movies. So
yes.
Like these movies that come out on Netflix
so
and stuff,
true.
Mm-hmm. They won't let those because didn't release in the big theater. Like you're supposed to watch movies. Or whatever.
It's still a movie.
They still spent a lot of money and a lot of effort on these movies.
Well, like documentaries, like they have like a documentary section. How many of those actually go to theaters?
Well, those go to
like film
festivals.
Yeah,
you know what's really
what's
funny?
The difference?
All the independent movies. You're like, well. They list them off. They're like, and the nominees are, and you're just like, we might as well just skip through this because
nobody
here has seen any
what
of
are
these.
The foreign films
and they get like
section.
Who? Jijuan Huang from Korea. And they're like, can you give us a description? We haven't even seen this movie. And then you always be like, and the winner is, and then everybody perks up because it's like, oh, thank God it's over. And you have these French people
movie.
Get up on stage and they're speaking French because you're like, what is going on? Anyway, there's my little racist tirade for a little bit. But
God bless the Oscars.
No, yeah, I can't wait. I just hope they do. Do they have any TV categories for the Oscars?
I don't know if they do. Like,
I think
television series, maybe.
Yeah, didn't.
I think it's its own separate like award show.
What's it called? When
there was an Emmys award.
Oh,
yeah,
Emmys.
Yeah, Emmys yeah.
TV shows.
Or is it the Tonys is Broadway.
Tonys? Yeah, it's Broadway.
Yeah, my bad.
No, the Emmys. Oh yeah.
Oscar,
yeah, that is
Emmy,
that is
Tony.
TV. Do you guys think that any of the Disney shows that are coming up, like the live action ones, are going to be Emmy award winning, like
no.
the Star Wars stuff? That would be awesome.
They have to be.
Yeah, gosh, but they're being released. They're being released to streaming platforms, so they're not going to be considered anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
True.
Yeah.
Sad.
Everything on streaming sucks.
What a horrible world we live in. It doesn't even get better.
The professional creative industries, like
online
like
shows, not getting
movie industry, terrible. The music industry, the TV industry, it's all falling apart thanks to online internet streaming.
I fall apart. Another Post Malone song. No.
Shout out to Posty.
Yeah, shout out to Post. One thing, sponsored by Post Malone. One thing that I was trying to say, and then I totally forgot because we got side railed by Post Malone. But
what a good position to be in.
I don't think.
What?
So you took me off track again. God, now I can't remember what I was going to say.
You don't think?
I'm not thinking right now. Man, I'm sad because we could have had a lot of good TV shows, but now streaming services are up. Like, did you guys hear that Drake and Josh are thinking about? I don't know. There was a reboot on the table.
Really?
They have a project coming up between the two of them.
It's a reboot because they rebooted like that. So
why would they
reboot
it?
Well, not like a reboot, but like. But would it be called a reboot?
No.
A sequel?
Because I guess a sequel series.
Revamped? I don't know. Because it's not a reboot.
What was it called? Full House? Fuller House?
Yeah, Fuller House, yeah.
Drake and Josh? Drake and or Josh? Drake and Josh and?
Drake.
No, that's Josh. It. Drake and Josh and.
And. John Kate plus 8 minus John minus, or minus Kate minus 8.
I forgot about that show. John and Kate plus 8, which just became Kate plus 8, and then John got his own television series.
John and Kate
about
plus
being
8
an idiot.
Minus Kate minus 8. Just John.
And then Kate was taken by the state, so then it became Kate and the State plus 8. Wow. Sorry, I got a kick out of
that.
Thank
that
you,
was
you,
funny. That was good. I'm just
I throw
that.
In some puns just for people.
What? The last
Disney
thing this is yeah this has
oh,
been a whole
oh, yeah, this
whole
is good,
Disney
this is good, yeah.
Disney episode just because there's so much news about this and
Disney,
can't really
can
have a lot of time
can the name of the episode be Datney
yes
please
so Disney, no it's gonna be Disney
copyrighted.
Or Datney
okay
that's
like
fair
that. I like that but yeah there's a lot of Disney news or Datney news So the final bit of news that we have is, Disney finally acquires Fox. I mean, it's been talked about for so many years now.
They own everything.
So long. Now they own Fox. They acquired them for $71.3 billion.
Oh,
and, they own, what, two-thirds of the movie industry now?
They own two-thirds?
What were we talking about earlier? A third?
No.
Of media.
Media, not the movie industry, but like media.
Even that sounds nuts.
But it's crazy because, like, you know, they own ESPN and stuff like that.
ABC.
Now Fox.
Yeah, Fox.
So, like, is there? There's. Technically, there shouldn't be.
What kind of assets do they get from this deal, though? Like,
I heard now that Tucker Carlson has to wear the Mickey Mouse ears in every show that he does.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. That's a lie.
But like
Disney
they get like
and
Avatar
Fox,
and stuff.
They now own 40% of the top box office hits in 2019.
Holy crap!
Okay, well that's like what
the
2019
is real,
2019
yo.
Stuff.
Would you guys like me to list all of the assets of Disney?
Sure.
Yes.
How about instead of doing that, I just show you the Wikipedia page where it starts, and then just scroll down until you guys say, "Wow."
Okay.
Wow. Oh, well, the end is clip notes.
Waits to the end of the page.
The last one.
Jasper's like, oh, my bad.
Club Penguin. Last one listed.
Wait, didn't they close that down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They'll bring it back. It's Disney.
First one listed. You hear how fast I'm swiping?
That's good sounds.
First one listed, Walt Disney Pictures. There you go. Started in 1983 as a film division. What was in Walt
Is that the
Pictures.
Animated division or is that just in general?
Nope, that is, I think...
Like
it,
everything.
It
like,
replaced
everything.
Walt Disney Productions. It's its own subsidiary.
Cool. What did they get from Fox, though? Like, what kind of, like, franchises?
Let's see. I know it's Avatar, here somewhere.
Like, the X-Men franchise, finally.
They got ESPN.
Well, yeah, they've had that.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. And all the extra channels.
Yeah, how many ESPN channels are there?
They've had that for, like, a long time.
Oh, here
it's like
we go.
A thousand ESPN channels.
It really is. Yeah, of course I love sports.
Fox next.
Everybody loves sports.
Go sports Fox ball. What?
Fox next. I don't know. We're just
what is that?
Oh, Fox Networks Group International.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, we all know what that means.
If I knew what it was, I would tell you.
Is the Transformers franchise under Fox?
No, they're under...
I think they're Fox.
Hasbro. Right?
Well, like
Hasbro
the movies.
Hasbro is
movies.
DreamWorks.
Oh, that's right. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with Trolls and stuff.
Isn't that right?
Oh, my shoe hurts.
I don't know.
I said my shoe hurts.
Yeah. DreamWorks, DreamWorks owns Hasbro. Yeah.
DreamWorks specifically owns Hasbro.
Yes.
That's a big toy company. That's like number
two. And now Disney took over that.
as a
so
male,
here's a question, and I don't know.
The better question is, what does Disney not own?
But do they now own, like, the channel, the Fox News channels and the Fox Sports channels?
I don't think so.
Are those different from the 21st Century Fox?
Yes. That,
oh, so they only bought 21st Century Fox.
Yeah, I think they don't own any of the Fox.
Because if so, if they did, then they need to, like, combine the channels, because there's no point in having Fox and ABC.
That'd be a big culture shift.
I think 21st Century Fox, is that different from Fox News?
Well,
yes.
I think so.
It depends on what they bought. Which part? Did they buy 21st Century Fox or Fox as a whole?
Well, no, I thought they
Fox,
bought
the news channel that
Fox,
you never watch, but
Disney now owns Fox's 30% stake in Hulu.
What?
Since it already owned 30% of Hulu prior to the Fox deal, it now owns 60%, making it the majority owner of Hulu. God, these people, they're so smart.
So now,
here we go.
Are they going to use that?
A map of Disney's worldwide assets. Oh, God.
It never ends.
The Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no.
Holy cow.
We thought that Satan was going to come back. We thought that the Antichrist was coming back as, you know, whatever. But no, the sign of the beast is the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh boy. Come to hell with me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
I don't know why
Jesus
that was so funny.
Oops.
Goofy's down here. Well, that's what they get for supporting Israel. Yeah.
2018 yeeters, haha, I'm so... What is that, you?
Yeah. That's the name of my laptop. It's 2018 yeters, haha, I'm so immature.
Jeez. So it's you waiting on you, accept it.
If you see that happening at the local coffee shop when you're airdropping something.
I was wondering who that was at
you
RMC.
See me at your local,
I was like, what?
You see me at your local... at your local coffee shop. Yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad because I am... You! Did you get it? Okay, let's see.
I accepted the airdrop.
So, is this... Okay, so they got Fox Entertainment Group, which is Fox Sports, National Geographic...
They got
Sky, 20th Century Fox, FX, and Endemol Shine Group?
Huh?
Oh, Shine Digital, if you guys have ever heard of that. I have randomly.
Oh, they have FX.
Oh, they got Hulu and Star TV and Nat Geo and all that crap. And the Fox
They just
Soccer
became
Plus.
The most competitive media company in the world.
Yeah, for some reason they... didn't get Fox News.
Oh,
which
okay.
I wouldn't have bought Fox News.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay, but they have Fox Sports.
What?
Hey, excuse me?
They have Sports what?
They have Fox Sports and
Fox
ESPN.
Sports.
Are they going to combine that?
Yes, to
Fox Spin.
Okay. I almost said a bad word. To ESPN. To FSPN. They own Marvel Entertainment, the entirety of it.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Do they own Sony yet?
They don't own
I'm
Sony.
Waiting for them to own...
Wait, they own the entirety of Marvel Entertainment?
Yeah, except
how
for Spider-Man.
Fox... Right? Well, I think they license.
They have the rights to Spider-Man.
Well, they have the rights, but
they're partnered with Sony.
Yeah, because Sony has put out some real good Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Fantastic.
I thought that was Marvel.
No, that through... was that was Sony. Because they did in association with Marvel.
Oh, yeah, that was Into the Spider-Verse. That's right.
Yeah. Like I said, a great movie.
Okay.
Scroll down, Jasper. And zoom in.
Right. Oh, yeah, they got Lucasfilm. Man, how much?
Disney Store Japan. they own Disney Store Japan.
They have all the parks and experiences.
I want to know. How much is Disney worth?
Can
you actually put a price on them?
Yes.
Wow.
How much?
Can you put a price on happiness?
How much are they asset? Why? Okay, guesses go.
57 trillion. It's got to be in the trillions. Because they bought Fox out for $74
billion. Yeah. What'd you say?
I guess 57 trillion. 57? Maybe 20 trillion.
Oh, that's of 2016. I have to keep going.
No, maybe not a trillion. I would say 10 trillion. 10 trillion is my final answer. Locked in. What is 10 trillion?
Okay, hold on.
So, I don't... correct. I think Apple's the first $1 trillion company. It was back in 2017 at one point.
No way.
So, I don't think... we've had
there's
a company.
There's no way they're $1 trillion.
Yeah, they're not a $1 trillion company
yet. Aren't you in a business degree? Do you know how much money is?
So
if you own 40% of all media in the world, I would expect you to have.
We're looking at 60%.
How much is Disney worth? Proves my point even more.
The salary of their CEO, Robert Iger, is
Bob Iger.
$5 million.
Is he still the CEO? How much did you say, though? I'm sorry.
Okay, their net worth. Million.
Wow.
This is really from the last 3 years, from all their revenue, Disney's net worth. What are you saying, Jasper?
So it's in the billions.
I'm not saying. In the billions. Yeah, it's in the hundred billions.
Okay.
850 billion.
Sure. I'm gonna go.
Okay,
with that.
You guys are way off. It's 130 billion.
Wow.
That's it. They made two.
Okay.
That seems a little off to me. Okay,
you're saying, oh, wow, $130 billion, that's all? That is monumental. That's so huge. Yeah. Like, that's a number you couldn't even wrap your mind around.
What does that mean, though? Does that mean, like, all their assets at that time were worth that amount?
If they sold everything
Let me just say,
in terms of $100, $1 million is not that much, but $1 billion would fill up more than this room.
Okay, if you
now imagine 130 of these rooms, that's how much Disney is owned in terms of $100 bills.
I don't know. They just
that's
seems
a lot of money.
Maybe I don't understand the concept of money. What is
probably
money?
Not.
What is money?
Once we
talked about money in the first episode with Grant, didn't we? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe I don't remember. But
money is obsolete.
I think once you get allegedly. Up to a pretty large amount of money, it just gets to a point where.
It's just
too much to manage. Yeah. You know, people have, you know, you win the lottery, you just
okay,
lose
I'm not
your
saying
life.
They're in the trillions, but I will say it seems like it's more than, what, 130
their
billion?
Their revenue is 59, and their profit is 12, so they're banking their net worth at $128.8 billion.
Wow.
Dang. And the guy, Robert Iger, Bob, makes $2.5 million.
Bob.
That's a big salary.
I think he's making good money.
He should donate it to all the homeless people.
He should build another Disney.
No, I think they should divide up his salary between all of the workers.
I think they should use that money to make a good Star Wars movie.
How many employees does Disney have?
Oh, shoot. I don't even want to Google that.
Because if you divided the salary of Bob Iger to all of the different employees, everybody's probably going to get like a dollar.
Oh, sure, no, I was making a socialism joke, that's why.
Oh,
har. I was too. It wasn't very clear,
yeah,
but
I was socialist too.
I missed the joke. How many employees does Disney have? Oh, wow, the Walt Disney Company. Okay, this is it. What are the guesses?
At least $1 million.
At least $1 million.
How many people work there?
At least $1 million.
I would say about, I don't know.
Okay, is it 50, the Walt 000? Disney Company and all of its
this
assets?
This is everything. This is all the assets.
Not just the movie production studio.
No more than 100,000.
You're gonna be surprised by this. 201,000 people.
Oh, okay. Shoot! That seems like a lot. That seems excessive.
That's a lot of people.
That's
three times
Conway.
The population of Conway.
It's like we all work for Disney, which I'd be cool with.
I wouldn't. No. I know too many crazy people. All right, how many people work at Amazon?
Oh, we're doing this now.
10.
Well, I'm gonna guess. Oh.
It's got to be a prime number.
Is it going to be more
or
less than Disney?
I think it is a prime number.
Oh, for real? Wow.
613,300. No, it's not. Sorry.
Oh.
613,300 people.
Wait, what?
How much money is Jeff Bezos making?
Over half a million people. I don't know.
For Amazon?
Too much. Yeah, for Amazon. DreamWorks Studios, 80.
People?
Netflix, 5,400. Warner Bros, 8,000. Nintendo, 5869. Capcom, 2952.
Okay, we don't need to know that.
Disney, 201,000.
But Amazon
so divide
has
7.3
more.
Million into 200-something thousand.
All right. 2.3 million.
How much does...
They can hire one more guy. His name is Jordan.
2.3 million divided by 201,000.
It's about
$11.4427.
Yeah! Everybody gets $11
a year.
That's the raise.
That's
that
his next
get.
Announcement. Everybody.
And
gets
in California, that's the price of a small Starbucks drink.
Hey. You're not wrong.
Overpriced coffee.
Actually, you are wrong because it's still $5 over there.
All right. It was a joke, Jasper.
Anyway,
missing the joke.
Well, do we have anything else to say about that?
I'm done with Disney.
Well, we gotta check the Instagram now.
Yeah, I was about to.
We didn't have any callers calling in. I'm sad.
That's because we didn't have the phone lines open.
Oh, but we did.
Oh wait, we did
the whole time.
Oh wait, okay, we get one. We get one from Micah. I don't know his last name. It says no you.
Ah, a good no you joke.
And from Ethan S. Endgame theories. We already went over that, so we're done.
Yeah, Ethan S., if you have us at your wedding, we will tell you all our endgame theories.
Live and in person at your ceremony.
During your ceremony. Anyway, do we have anything else?
I'm done.
God, that's really sad.
Is there any pizza left? I'm starving.
I hope so.
Jordan, did you have a topic that you wanted to talk about?
Not really. I'm tired. To be real honest.
Man, I'm really not excited for school to start back.
Yeah, we've been on spring break for a whole week.
And I think that's why I'm so tired, because I've just been so lazy. But, you know.
Like, I got up earlier today than I usually would have gotten up.
What time did you get up?
Okay, this is what, a Thursday? No, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. I usually, for the semester, I've been getting up at like 10:15, because I have an 11 o'clock class.
Your mic
class.
Is so hot, by the way.
Yeah. There's nothing so I can do about it.
Why do you have your shoe?
But I got up at like 7:30 this morning.
I did too.
That's how my week is going.
I did not.
Haircut. Shout out to Urban
Society.
Wait,
what time did you get up?
I got up at 7:30 this morning, but I usually get up at 10.
I thought it was a good haircut.
It is really good, yeah. Colby.
I got up at 10.
7:30.
Good for you. I'll get up tomorrow pretty late, hopefully.
Well, if you're listening this far.
Good job.
Yeah, good for you.
We've cut out enough of it for you to stay interested.
Oh, good. Thank God. Or else with this. Anyway, reminder. We need 10 before... Oh, 10 jokers before
ten,
we get...
10 jokers before we start selling stickers.
When we will have good stickers. You will be like, oh, God, that's such a good sticker.
Stick that on
in fact,
right
that's
now.
Probably going to be a sticker. Oh, God, this is such a good sticker. Don't believe me.
Right, wait, we have here I am writing all of these ideas down.
Yeah. That was the sound of the pencil. Yeah. Write that down. Don't quote me on that.
If you guys have anything to say, or any not. Comments, questions, concerns, anything. What else? Yeah.
Put it in the comment section below.
Yes. Please email us or text
like,
us.
Like, subscribe.
And,
give us a 5-star review, and if it's a 1-star review, don't write it.
Or if it's a 4-star review, don't write it. We'll get back to you on the next episode of Lawai.
in the next episode of The Wire.
Anyway, Jordan, thank you for coming. Pleasure. So glad to have you back. Pleasure. It's weird.
Finally a full episode.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. If you screw this up, I'm never coming back.
Jasper, what have you said? Knock on wood, bro.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Not bang on wood. No. Now it's definitely ruined. Anyway, well.
If y'all do happy. Screw this up, I'm totally canceling my subscription.
Yeah, we can't have a third episode.
Yeah.
Man, Jasper, we can't have a canceled subscription. That would give us 6 more before we get to 10. Maybe we'll get more.
My man knows math.
All right. Well, this has been Missing the Joke. Tune in next time to miss another joke.
Trump's just going to have me killed.
How could he not like The Office? Everyone likes The Office. Even the Democrats. We've made good foreign policy with Koreans just to show them The Office. That was it.